Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor, the new autoimmune protocol. I welcome the author Mickey Trescott. This is about the autoimmune category of personal health and the weakness of autoimmune diseases. I learned from Mickey is wide-ranging and chronic in America and worldwide. It's necessary to define it because at first it sounds sort of positive, autoimmune, you don't have to do anything. Well, as a matter of fact, it's a product of the body turning against itself or being inadequate at some point in your life. Mickey, congratulations and good evening. This is a cookbook, but it's a very fancy cookbook because it's about a condition that the people who have it know it very well. They live their lives in consideration of their autoimmune disease or weakness. However, what you've done is you've taken that fact and contributed a way forward that it doesn't require big-time medicine solving anything about the root of where the autoimmune disease can come from. It's a wide range of categories. So I go to your own language in your book. It was wonderful when I met it. Give me the elevator protocol pitch, okay? What is this about, Mickey? We're going to the 22nd floor. You got about two minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Great. Well, autoimmune disease is simply when your body attacks itself. Anybody who has one knows that. But for anybody who doesn't, that's really the basic pitch for autoimmune disease. And it can affect any organ or system in the body. And there are over 100 autoimmune conditions. Now, the autoimmune protocol, which is what I have written a book about, what I have been doing for the last 15 years of my career, after I was diagnosed with three autoimmune conditions, is basically a way that people can experiment with their diet and their lifestyle to determine which factors, meaning things that they're eating, things that they are not eating, the ways that they are living, help produce health for them over the long term, because everybody is different and everybody's body, the way that it interacts with your genetic background, your genetic expression, which is different. And also, you know, the way that you live your life, everybody's going to find something different that works for them. This is a way to discover all of those elements in kind of a relatively short period of time. So that's kind of the elevator pitch for the autoimmune protocol.
All right. I'm about to step off the 22nd floor. I understand. However, there's some major details here that were quite stark to me. One, this is a condition, autoimmune condition, that is 78% female worldwide or just in the U.S.? I can't remember.
You know, the prevalence of autoimmune disease, it depends on the specific condition as to male and female. There are actually some autoimmune conditions that are more prevalent in men. Ulcerative colitis is one of them. And some of them are even up to 90% women. So it can flip-flop depending on condition. It can also be different depending on country that somebody is from. So there's a lot of variation there. Autoimmune disease research is just really all over the place because, again, over 100 conditions, all organs and systems of the body, they are researched by different types of physicians and research teams. So it's really hard to consolidate all of that accurately.
I learned because your book made me feel really ignorant of this whole thing. So I started reading other matters. I learned that there are categories of afflictions that are suspect autoimmune but are not classified as autoimmune. Sort of the gray area, is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, Oh, I was just going to say some conditions share features with known autoimmune conditions, but they haven't actually identified the actual protein or the part of the body that is being attacked. So these are antibodies. This is kind of the evidence. So like I have an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It affects my thyroid. There are two known antibodies to the thyroid. So if I get a blood test, one of those comes back positive. Normal people have a very, very low level of that, but people with Hashimoto's, either one, the other, or both, have high. Some autoimmune conditions, they don't know this, but all of the signs and the symptoms point towards that the mechanism is autoimmune, which is the body attacking itself.
I learn also from you that oftentimes there are several autoimmune disease difficulties in the same person, and they either feed off each other or make it very difficult to treat any one. Is that correct? How many do you have?
Absolutely.
You have three or two? I can't recall.
I have three. I was originally diagnosed with two. I have celiac and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Those were my first two. Now, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is the most common autoimmune condition. It affects an estimated 10 million Americans. It's also the most common autoimmune condition that coexists with other ones. And then my third is psoriatic arthritis, which I actually received that diagnosis 15 years after first exhibiting symptoms. So my pattern of being diagnosed in my 20s now is actually becoming more common, but then adding more autoimmune conditions as time goes on is actually also common for patients that have autoimmune disease.
Right. We're not talking about an affliction that is a disease like you caught it from somebody else, or a virus that exists in the world, it was cooked by in a pig somewhere in Asia, and now it's a problem. We're talking about the body not adequately prepared for the next step in the body's aging. Autoimmune can come at a time in life when you thought you were healthy. Is that correct, Mickey? Or is this
absolutely?
It's not necessarily a lifetime affliction.
Yeah, so autoimmune disease, what's interesting is it takes a variety of triggers in order to produce autoimmune disease. Some of that is genetic background. Some of it is the actual things that our immune system are exposed to. So viruses, bacteria, foods, nutrients, stress, all of this collectively influences someone's risk for developing an autoimmune condition. Once you develop an autoimmune condition, once that immune system identifies a target in the body to basically be attacking, it doesn't forget it. So autoimmune diseases, people can go into clinical remission depending on what condition they have, but generally they ebb and flow in and out of states of good health and poor health. Sometimes that's drug related. Sometimes it's diet and lifestyle related. Sometimes it's all together. But generally, people with autoimmune disease, this is something that you have for life. It's not generally thought of as curable in a medical sense. And so they can be very challenging to treat because a lot of the treatment is really just based on symptoms.
And this is a phenomenon of the last 15 years because a community of people with mysterious afflictions that the physicians had not been adequate to found each other online. Is that where it started with you, Mickey?
So the autoimmune protocol, as I know it, really started, yes, with a group of friends. They actually weren't physicians. They were autoimmune patients. And I myself was 26 when I was diagnosed. I had lost my job. I had a prior career as a cook. And when I got diagnosed with autoimmune disease, I was not feeling great. I had a really hard time working, and I made my full-time job figuring out how to get better. And researching about nutrition, because I had this prior interest in food, was a really important part for managing my own health going forward. So I discovered this autoimmune protocol. Some of my friends that I met online, they were writing on blogs at the time. This was kind of prior to social media being is, important now in chronic illness communities back then. But I just had these small group of women. We all had different autoimmune conditions. So I had my Hashimoto's and celiac. Another friend had multiple sclerosis. Another one had Crohn's disease. And we all noticed that we felt meaningfully better when we ate a certain way, which was eliminating a bunch of foods that were very common in the American diet. And then we all started writing about it. And And one of my friends is actually a PhD level researcher, and a couple other people had certifications in health. And it actually inspired me to go back to school for nutrition and pivot my career into writing books about this because it was so transformative for myself.
Okay. So everybody's now saying, come on, John, what is it? Okay. We're going to go to it next. It's not, this isn't miracles. This is food. Something I know very little about except as a consumer. But Mickey helps me, and this book helps me. And she just mentioned some of the autoimmune diseases. At the end of Mickey's book, there are various websites you can start searching a community of people who are already well-informed about autoimmune protocol. We're going to do that next. Mickey Trescott is the author. The book is The New Autoimmune Protocol. This is an update of a book that of information that's been available for the last decade. I'm John Batchelor.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.